Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watcher Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe so that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that. Let's get right back into the episode.
So Heather's like, last time I heard about Todd, he was looking at lingerie pictures on his iPad and sleeping at a hotel. So now they're happy, monogamous, and Bronwyn would never dare clutch my pearls thinking of hooking up with a Greek man. I can't keep it straight.
So she's like, well, let's be fair. She said, Bronwyn, I noticed you're not wearing your wedding ring. Is there something you want to announce? And you were like, well, Todd moved out and I was really hooked into that story, Bronwyn. Are you taking back the story? I really loved it.
Yep. And I'm not wearing my wedding ring today. And I don't wear it a lot of times because I wear different jewelry all the time. So I don't really know what you're trying to prove here.
So that was all a ruse, that whole conversation you had with Whitney?
No. You might have added 2 + 2 and gotten 5 there. So, you know, maybe it's your math that's off when you're just trying to repeat the things that I said. I think you got your math wrong. 2 + 2 = 5. Yeah, unfortunately, no.
Well, just to be fair to Bronwyn, the conversation.
It's a race to the bottom.
To be fair to her, the conversation really was Bronwyn saying, we don't have an open relationship, but I'm open to having an open relationship. But even in that conversation, she was so wiffly-waffly about what she was saying.
Wiffly-waffly.
It sounded like she did have an open relationship, but wasn't ready to admit the open relationship. And her and Whitney were kind of talking around the fact that they're both probably fucking other people at this point, but they wouldn't go that far on camera. So the whole thing was kind of confusing. But also, even though I think Bronwyn's being a liar, and she's being ridiculous and it's getting on my nerves, I still am like, Heather, it's not really your business. Like, she can talk about that when she wants, you know.
It agreed. And you're right. Bronwyn said, we are open to being open. We're open to having the conversation, but that's just too nuanced for the likes of like Heather and Whitney. They just hear like open. That's all they hear. So I guess it's funny because sometimes she's totally inconsistent sometimes where she's like, girlfriend, here's how it is. And I said to Todd, you better get to the motel. Am I right? High five, everyone. And then suddenly she's like, she becomes muzzy. Yeah. She's like, we're not going to talk about that.
It's
everything's
true.
Fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah, it's true. And the reason I'm going to still kind of stay on her side, even though I think she's full of shit and they're right, is because once again, here we have someone kind of refusing to do what they want her to do. And so they're going to turn on her in public, right? So we have Whitney, who's like, nah, 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 because now she's mad at Bronwyn for releasing the information about the conversation she had with Meredith. So it's just what they did with Meredith. They're like, Meredith, you want to come against Lisa with us? And she's like, no. So then they turn on Meredith and say she's a drunk on a plane. Then you've got Whitney going, okay, well, I'm going to talk to you about this thing I'm about to do to Meredith, accusing her of being a drug addict. And then she goes and tells Meredith. And so now we're going to get to you about your open relationship. Because they could be asking Whitney the same thing, like, who are you fucking? You were sitting there talking about an open relationship too.
Yeah. I also think that there's probably an element where Bronwyn does not want to discuss any of this in front of Lisa Barlow, because Lisa Barlow was the one who was like, Todd is like cheating and like farting while making out. And I don't think that she remember, because that was like, that broke the truce that they had made. So I also think that like maybe she would be down to like go into this more if it was just like Heather and Whitney and Mary or I don't know, or whatever. But I think knowing that she's in the presence of Lisa, who's going to like use anything you say in her mind, use anything you say against you. She's like, I'm not talking about this here at this table. This is not up for discussion right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, don't bring it up. My gosh. So Whitney's like, well, yeah, but at this point, it's not so much about the details or the story. It's what does Bronwyn want us to think? Because she put all this out there about a relationship and now she's backpedaling. So I'm just kind of like, what happened and what's real?
Whitney picks up a pillow. Is this real? What about this chair? Is this real? It's like, okay, you don't have to question if everything is real. Am I in the metrics?
So Mary, who's oddly the voice of reason this season, which is super weird, but I'm into because she's so funny. But she's like, so Bronwyn, you can't pretend like it didn't happen. I mean, when you say stuff and you put it out there, it comes across as there's trouble. And then you come back and you bring it back up. Like, you can't pretend like you don't know what we're talking about. Or you don't know what Heather's saying. And she's like, but I know what Heather's saying. Mm-hmm. But I didn't say to Heather that Todd moved out. I didn't say that we separated. I didn't say that. I didn't.
You I just insinuated. Your words were, I asked him to leave and you didn't say it in Greek, which I did not appreciate.
But that's true. I mean, she is kind of playing the Meredith fight where she's like, well, I didn't technically say that.
Semantics.
She didn't. She didn't say they separated, you know, and she didn't say he moved out. She said she kicked him out when she got mad at him and he had to stay in a hotel. So, Angie's like trying to harp on it. And Heather's like, but you said it to the whole group. Am I reading it wrong? Mm-hmm.
Well, this is just like so weird. This is so weird that I came to you guys like, I came to you guys like really honestly. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to explain anything that happens in my house. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, that's the point, is that you came to them honestly. And now they're trying to like kind of be gal pally, kind of like, hey, we're following up on what you said. And now you're acting like you never said it in the first place.
Yes, and that's true. God, this show's crazy because they're all wrong so many times.
This isn't even the main
fight. But again, this is Heather being like, I'm going to take one thing you said and now make it sound like you're going to be openly fucking guys in Greece. You know what I mean? She's taking like, I got mad at Todd, and if Todd wanted an open relationship, I'd be down for that. She's taking that into like, why, you know, who do you want to fucking Greece? She's taking it to a whole nother level. And then when you don't agree with her, she's like, but am I the only one hearing this? Am I taking crazy pills? Well, kind of, because you're exaggerating something that's not the truth.
Bronwyn, I was not there, so I didn't hear any of this. I also am hard of hearing. Okay, just want to remind everyone. But I've stood in your shoes, so I support the position that you're in. But from my past experience, this is probably not the end of it with this group. I'm just telling you that was my experience, and maybe next time you might want to pack an easy breezy blazer. That's it.
Not only will it not end, you're going to start seeing TikTok dances about Todd wanting to look at porn on his iPad.
There was no judgment on my end. I mean, you were very open about it. Oh, no, you can judge me. Mm-hmm. That's fine, too. That's fine. I'm totally like chill with you judging me. As you can see, I'm totally, totally chill. Well, what I want to know is if Lisa Barlow is going to hook up with the Greek guy. God, look at that. Bringing levity to situation.
That I made tense. And Lisa's like, you know what? John is Russian, German, Jew, and I'll just stick with that. That's like enough. That's like three different kinds of guys that can buy me a Porsche.
I'm like so sick of Greece. So now they go back to the villa and they have to be ready at 6:45 because they're going to go shopping and go to dinner in town and everything. So everyone's getting ready and Heather knocks on Mary's door and Heather's like, okay, all right, let's close the door for this conversation. I don't know what's going on with Meredith. For someone that I feel like I have such a good relationship with in this sisterhood, it blows my mind that she can make little cutting comments and call me a liar and never really like truly apologize and make it right. We just move on like nothing ever happened.
Could you just make that shorter? Sure. So I'm coming into your room to enlist you to have a fight with Meredith by proxy so I don't have to.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah. So Mary's like, oh, Jesus, I'm bored. He's like, oh my God, this fight's so stupid. So Meredith has pulled Heather aside. She wants to talk one-on-one, but Heather's not interested in one-on-one because she says that Meredith will twist and turn anything she says in private and make it into something else, which she is what witnesses. I've been accusing Heather of this whole season. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Heather wants witnesses, and she also wants to have like the primary fight of the episode. So,
yeah, and she wants everybody to fight Meredith for her, because if it's just her, you know, she's not going to win. She needs everybody there, you know, beating the one person down. That's how she rolls.
So Heather's saying basically like by not engaging with me, she's actually dismissing my friendship. And Mary says, well, okay, well, then say it to her face. I mean, you need to be more direct and tell her how you feel because she listens to you. She goes, well, I don't know what to say to her because I've been so direct and she takes it as a personal attack. I mean, every single time I tell her that she's, you know, totally unreliable and she's a monster on a plane and she should have been locked up by TSA. She'd just take that as a personal attack. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy. I like how she says Meredith won't engage. She's engaged with you every single time you brought it up. You just don't like the answer, which is you're a liar. And so Mary's like, well, I was raised to tell people how I feel and be honest, but I don't think that these women are capable of being able to just say how they honestly feel just because they worry about things that don't matter, like other people's feelings. Just kidding. I'm a preacher. Did I just say that? Okay.
So now everyone's ready except for Lisa, and Angie's ready to go because Angie wants to go out to the town. The sun will be setting. It'll be beautiful, blah, blah, blah. But Lisa's still in glam. Angie's like, we are on the other side of the world and you've got people here to powder your nose. It's a reflection of what Lisa feels is the most important in life. Not what's on the inside, but what people see on the outside. This is Angie's new thing that she's doing this episode. Like, she says it like 10 more times. She cares about the outside, not on the inside. But don't you realize the best part of spanakopita is not the phyllo. It's the spinach and the feta.
So they all get into a golf cart, and meanwhile, Lisa's just in glam, like, make it Greeker. Give me the Greekest makeup you can. I just, like, put tzatziki on my eyes. I don't even care. I want to be the Greekest person at dinner.
Lisa's never been happier. She is sitting there. Someone's putting makeup on her face. She is, like, so happy. She's like, oh, I love that. Show me your brush. That's a nice brush. That's a really nice brush. Wait a second. What do you have there? Is that a pencil? Can I see the pencil? Oh my God, such a nice pencil. You have a Cartier watch? I knew you didn't because you're not a copycat. I love you so much.
So they just leave Lisa. And now they're walking down the street in Greece. And Whitney's like, should I put my thumb out? Wait, maybe that's offensive in Greek.
And then she just falls.
She just falls.
She wipes out. Like, actually, I am impressed that A, she didn't rip anything. She didn't have any like scrapes or wasn't bleeding. I mean, that was like, she wiped out half on asphalt, half on gravel. I mean, I feel like, and of all the times that Heather could have made a joke, be like, wow, she's so unsteady in Utah. We should have known that when she came to Greece. Wow, where are the Greek gods to help her now? I mean, she was sliding down to Hades with the way she felt. I mean, like, this is like a Heather moment. She didn't even say anything.
So some hot guy comes and helps her up. And Whitney's like, Heather, a hot guy came and saved me.
If you were driving, if you were one of those motorists and saw Whitney wipe out for no good reason on the side of the road, like, could you even imagine? Could you even imagine just seeing Whitney wipe out on the side of the road?
In your I would car? Honk.
Be She's like, yes, I want to support you. Wait, everyone. I wanna do, this is my new visual presentation of what happened to Wild Rose Beauty.
Ah! Why haven't we mentioned Prism? Where is that? So, I'm just curious. Why haven't they mentioned that yet?
Prism part of Alibaba? Wild Rose?
No, because Wild Rose Beauty is the beauty products, and then Prism was the jewelry line where she was buying everything from Alibaba and then marking it up times 200 or whatever. That was last year's thing. So anyway, Angie's like, or 2 years ago, I don't remember. So Angie's like, I wonder what Lisa's doing now. She's probably still in glam. And Heather's like, how long does it take to do glam? And they're all like, oh my God, it took me 2 seconds. And Whitney's like, yeah, I did my own glam with Heather's makeup. I'm like, oh yeah, you guys are all so ridiculous. You all do glam. Just stop.
Well, to be fair, Whitney does look like the Joker. She has like her lipstick going up to her cheek. Like,
yeah, I know. I don't know that I would trust all of your own glam anyway. Look at Brittany. Brittany looks like she's doing kabuki theater over there. She's got like a completely white face and then the rest of her is like tan.
So Heather says, I mean, I would hate to be crippled with that type of insecurity about my physical appearance that I would arrive alone. But clearly confidence and insecurity are not a problem for Lisa Barlow. I'm like, Heather, have you like
you're on your 30th face.
I want to support people doing what they want to do for their faces and their insecurities, but like, stop acting like, I mean, we've heard your story about the bolero jacket. Okay. Your entire persona is about insecurity and how you've been made to feel insecure by the Mormon church.
Your whole industry is built on insecurity. Your entire empire is built on, just stop it right now. I was cracking up at that. Just Heather, like with that face.
Wow.
Being like, how people's insecure. Insecurity. So sad.
Now, this here's what I will say. I do love that by and large, they, you know, like Roni, Salt Lake City, by and large, the glam is not a major presence. Like on Roni, they didn't even have glam squads, really. I don't think until Ebony showed up and she had like a glam squad down, remember, in the basement, like Ramona's basement or something. But like, as opposed to Beverly Hills, where it's just like endless, endless glam squad. You know, the glam squads, I believe, single-handedly ruined Beverly Hills. And that's really all I have to say about that. I don't really have anywhere to go with that except like, let's.
Well, it's like, I think you're saying like normally it's, you know, you would be complaining about the glam stuff too if it's overdone. But like in this case, it's hilarious because Lisa's so attached to it. And like when they showed the clip of her being in Palm Springs and refusing to, you know, not bring her glam person, being like, I have a glam person in Saint-Tropez. I have a glam person in Capri. I have a glam person in Angie's Porsche. Like everywhere. Yeah.
It feels sometimes like it's all she has.
Yeah,
like let her have it. Let her have it.
Yeah.
So, well, it's also funny. Like it's one thing if you say, like, I don't like that Lisa is putting glam in front of like this friendship moment that we're all having. We're all gonna go out together, and she's putting glam before us. I think that's totally valid. But to be like, she's so insecure that she has to have glam.
Girl,
I'm
please.
Like,
please.
Secure people don't go on Real Housewives in the first place. Let's also be honest. So, Heather, Whitney, Brittany, and I say this as an insecure person myself. Hello.
Well, I'm insecure.
Do I need to talk about the flat feet again?
I'm going to Botox tomorrow. I'm on the Ozempic. Like, I've got my upper bleph done. Listen, I think we all have it to a degree. It's just hilarious that someone who's had that much work and it's done to the point that it's gotten now, where it's to the point now, it's like self harm. You know, at this point, it's like you're looking like a child's toy. Stop it. Stop doing this to yourself in the name of insecurity. You know,
people who live in glass med spas shouldn't throw Restylane.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Anyway, they're walking around Santorini. They come around a corner where there's this really scenic view where you can see across the island, and it's like this beautiful shot. The lights are coming on and everything. And Heather decides that she's going to cry because she knows it'll make a nice moment. And Angie's like, Heather's the friend that you want to take on a trip because she values the moment and she feels it so deeply and she is so grateful and she just takes it in. Meanwhile, Heather's like, there's the guy with the flamingo. I see him down there.
I fucked that guy.
No, you didn't.
She's just so grateful and she just takes it in. And that's what I wanted for everyone. That's what I wanted for Lisa.
Oh, yeah. You really wanted this nice moment for Lisa. Then why are you on her ass every scene of every episode? I wouldn't come early if I was Lisa either. I'd stay nice and cuddled up with my glam girl, too. You guys are relentless. Fight with somebody else.
And also, don't forget her glam girl's from Athens. So, pretty cool.
Yeah.
So then Meredith, Bronwyn, and Mary are shopping. And Mary's like, Meredith, I feel like you and Heather have hit a rough spot. Well, I don't know. I mean, I have to presume everything's fine. I mean, because I called her after last week and she didn't call me back. So if she wanted to talk, I would think she would call me back. And I said something to her also today, but she hasn't seemed to want to do that. So it's okay. Like, if she doesn't want to address it, that's fine. We can move on. But as far as I can tell, I'm kind of a bucket-shaped face trying to reach out to another bucket-shaped face. And she's acting very square face at the moment, if you know what I'm saying.
She's like, you need to be vulnerable and talk to each other. And so then we go to Heather and Whitney and Angie and Brittany, and Lisa comes up and she's like, oh my God, look at you guys. Hi. How are you? Love that. Guess what? I'm basically Greek now. I am Greek. I've been all over Greece. It was amazing. Did you guys see the sunset? Look, I took selfies in the sunset.
And it's so funny because while they were showing the ladies, like, oh my God, we're bonding. And Lisa's so shallow, not bonding at all. It kept cutting to Lisa walking by herself, just taking selfies at the sunset, or like taking selfies in front of the store. Just having the best time of her life.
I can't figure Lisa out, like, what really matters to you, the glam and the material things or your friendships. I mean, you guys are all shopping right now. I don't know if you're like angry that Lisa's missing out on shopping in Santorini. Like, I can't believe she cares about material things more than us.
Well,
Chopper you know material what? Things.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that I got to explore parts of Santorini by myself because I found some killer Birkenstocks and there wasn't any negativity. You know what? I love a little me time. And it's great because the Birks were like the only style that's ever been sold of this particular Birk. So I've already got Birks that are better than everyone else's Birks. My Birks are great.
I love her Santorini Birkenstocks. So Lisa is like, yeah, by the way, like, look, I use this as like glam inspo. Like, look at this. Isn't this nice? Like, it's me. It's a selfie of me. And Whitney's like, is that your wallpaper? Yeah, make it my wallpaper so we can keep seeing it. Isn't that great?
Of course she has a selfie of herself as her wallpaper.
Well, did you see any beautiful views? Yes, I did. I just showed it to you. It's on my wallpaper, stupid.
So Angie's like, I mean, the fact that she would be, what, 2-3 hours late and then be in sunglasses, that's just odds.
I mean, I do think that sucks. I don't like that Lisa showed up 3 hours late to, like, A, shooting, and also being with your friends. Like, that is, like... I think that you, I understand wanting to have alone time, but you use the designated time for your alone time. I don't know. I think 3 hours late is too late.
I do that all the time. I think 3 hours trips where I'm like, okay, I'll see you later. I'm going to do this other thing. And then I meet up with my friends later and no one yet has had a fit about it.
I feel like on like a group trip, if I say, guys, I'm going to do my own thing, it's like, fine. I kind of feel like on a Real Housewives show, just being like, I'm going to go, I don't know. I don't know. I think if you're going to be like, I'll meet up with you and then you're 3 hours later, I don't know. I find that's like oddly disrespectful versus like, hey guys, I'm just going to do my own thing for this afternoon because I need some downtime. And I'm like, sure, do it. But don't make me feel like you're showing up like 20 minutes later, but you're just going to be 3 hours later, you know?
Well, if it was 3 hours, because first I said 2, then it became 3. It's, you know, it's Real Housewives of Salt Lake City timing. It's
I'm like, just saying.
Well, I think he was saying, I'm going to go to dinner. I'll meet you at dinner. So she met them at dinner. So look, I just feel like they're all ganging up all the time. So I'm just going to give levity because they're not give at levity. All ever. It's give like levity. Constant. It's just fucking constant. So I'm like, just do what you want. I don't blame you.
You know what it is? I love when someone is like realistic with me about when they're going to meet up with me. And if someone says, I'll meet you out there, if I'm like excited, like if I'm like, oh my God, let's all do this thing together. If I've arranged something for us all to do together and someone says, I'll catch up with you. And then they don't show up for 3 hours or not at all. Like that bothers me. It really does. And it doesn't take away from the fact that like, I think there's a way to be like, I'm just going to do my own thing. Like I'm totally fine if someone says, I want to do my own thing, but don't let me think that you're going to be participating in the thing that I'm arranging.
Did she?
And then do your own thing. Yeah, I think she did. I think she was like, I'll join you guys. Or like if Angie said, we're going to meet at 6:45 and she says, okay, sure. But then she has no intention of it. Like, I don't like that personally.
But we didn't when I actually say that. Oh, okay. So they go up to dinner.
Did we see Lisa say that she was, what did Lisa say?
Nothing. She was in glam. She's like, bye. Okay. Bye. They're like, we're leaving you. And she said, okay, bye. I don't know. I don't think it's that deep, but. I can see where you're coming from, how that would get annoying.
Well, as someone who has been flaked on a lot by people in my life, it's a trigger for me.
Okay. Well, you're allowed to be triggered. Okay. So then they go up to go to dinner and Meredith is like, oh, well, Angie just wants to make sure we stay skinny. And that's why we're climbing up this big hill to go have dinner. Easy breezy, beautiful blazer.
Thank God for the blazer. So then we see that Meredith has also bought a bracelet for Heather as a peace offering.
A necklace.
She puts this box.
It's yes, a necklace. And you know what? It's scary because we all know what this means. This is an evil eye necklace. And anybody who watches Real Housewives of Orange County knows how dramatic this actually is.
Well, so this is what I was confused about because we see in the flashback that she's getting like the evil eye thing. But then when she gives it to Heather, there's no talk about evil eye. And in fact, Heather's like, it's an H. So I wonder if she changed it up before she purchased.
Yeah, maybe one of the producers was like, we've seen Orange County. Don't do it. So she was like, okay, mm-hmm. I'll get her an H instead. For hassle.
Hassle. For hazy, habreezy, hablazer. So
Hussy.
For
How do you know how loud I was on the airplane?
And so Mary's like, it's a peace offering, Heather. And Heather's like, well, should I wait till everyone's here? Can I open it now? It's an age. And Bronwyn's like, yep, she's trying to make up with you, Heather. That's what she's trying to do. And she goes, well, it's not going to work, but it is a wonderful gesture.
I feel like she's treating me like the woman who's been cheated on. Just give me a few gifts without being specific about what it's about, and we're going back to normal.
Okay, so the waiter comes around and gives everyone a blanket. And they're like, oh, thank you for the blanket. I like that Meredith didn't take it. She's like, no, thank you. My outfit is pre-chosen by Chloe. Thank you very much.
I thank you for the offer of a beautiful blanket, but as you can see, I already have a blazer that's shielding me from the wind. Thank you very much.
Oh, look at Lisa, just getting all the love here in Greece. The Greeks are taking such good care of her. These are Greek blankets. Aren't they different than normal blankets? There's just so much more to see. Can you be on time tomorrow, Lisa? And she's like, okay, I can be on time tomorrow, I guess. Ha.
I didn't know there were mosquitoes in Greece, and there's a big one across from me. I just want to smack it. Ha, 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 ha. Mosquito reference has nothing to do with anything. No one was talking about mosquitoes, but, like, it's kind of a funny joke if you think about it, right?
So they eat in silence because they know it's fighting time. So they're all just, Bronwyn especially, is just looking around like, okay, who's going to fight? Please don't make it be me. Please don't make it be me. And so Meredith's like, okay, well, Heather came and asked me to do this. So Meredith and Heather Gay, are you guys okay? You guys should talk. Do it now. Do it before appetizers. Just go.
So fight. Heather's like, well, when I opened my necklace and I put it on, which I love, Meredith, Bronwyn kept saying it's a peace offering from Meredith. Yep, I did say that. Yep, I did say that. Well, you seem very, I don't want to use the wrong words, but tense with me. And I said, well, I'll bring her a gift as a peace offering, because if I do seem to remember, they gave many gifts in the feature film Crazy Rich Asians, which I did watch. And I think that's a nice thing. And if you don't think it's nice, then don't keep it. But it's up to you. I mean, I was just trying to be a nice person, because I think we can all agree I'm a nice person on airplanes and on land.
I love when Meredith does like her victim shrug thing where she's like,
well, hands up. I was just trying to be nice. Well, yeah, I'm slave. You don't want it. You don't want to keep it. I'm just trying to be nice.
You can leave it.
So Heather's like, well, first of all, I'm not rejecting the gift. I'm just saying, let's talk about it first. Well, I wasn't looking to do it as a group, Heather.
And Angie's like, well, we are here. And we are Greek. And Meredith's like, well, I called you and I reached out again this morning. So shrug and hands up. I did everything that I could do.
She wants to start this with the group to rile people up, to start on me again. And it's clear that Heather doesn't have respect for our friendship.
So she's very calm. She's like, definitely doing the what?
She's doing the, like, I'm just being a good friend, being innocent, good friend, good innocent Meredith. She's totally doing that thing like, well, I tried to buy her a yacht and she wouldn't accept it. So what else can I do?
I actually think Meredith is being fair here. I mean, she tried to call Heather. Heather wouldn't call her back. Then she tried to talk to Heather, get time alone with Heather. Heather wouldn't give her the alone time. And then Heather's going to be up here acting like, Meredith hasn't even reached out to me. She hasn't even tried to make it okay. Which is not true. She has twice. And you've ignored her. And so now you're going to try and make her look stupid again in public. So I kind of like that Meredith came with this attitude. And she's like, I'm going to stay calm. And the most I'm going to do is bug my eyes and shrug a lot with my hands up.
I don't think Meredith is at fault on this at all, but I just think it's funny because last time she was just like, y'all are liars, and here is a pee cup, and we're going to see if you did drugs. And now she's like, well, I just brought you a gift, and, I tried my best. I just love, like, the pivot to, like I'm going to be friendly Meredith now. So Meredith is like, well, Heather, it's not something I can address as a group. It's just not. That's when she goes from the shrug and the hands up to the, I'm going to lean forward and tell you in my best legal expert voice, this is, unfortunately, we cannot proceed right now. We're going to have a special hearing. So unfortunately, we can't do this in front of people.
And if you don't use your fork properly, you can leave the table, young lady.
She's giving that look like, do you want to push money at dinner?
You assassinated my character after I assassinated your character. And that dejected our history and our friendship.
No, I did not. I did not.
You did. And my loyalty. You dejected my loyalty.
No, I did not.
I'm not sure how to speak to somebody like this. I've never been in a situation where it's just like a stone wall of denial. I'm like, Jenshaw. Newly freed Jenshaw.
Your best friend of 3 years that you stuck up for till the second she was in prison. That one. And Meredith is like, that is not true either, Heather. And it's so funny watching her stay calm because you can see under, like, veins popping out. And Heather's like, well, that happened. That happened. You questioned my loyalty while I was trying to get Whitney to call you a drug addict. And she's like, well, I'm saying that my feelings were hurt. Well, my feelings were hurt too. And I apologize and you apologize. So I don't know why we're still talking about it.
He was very, very hurt by you calling me a liar. Only I get to call people liars. Well, I did not call you a liar. Well, I felt like you called me a liar.
But you know what? Everybody makes mistakes in friendships. And like, you can't like constantly hold people to this like crazy standard that you don't even hold yourself. And that's like exhausting.
Are you talking to me or are you talking to Heather?
Whoever I'm not going to get in the most trouble with is who I'm talking to.
Yeah, it's like a little ridiculous that Heather plays Judge Judy in every situation. She's like, you're the bad one. You did this. You're awful. And I'm a better friend to you. And it's like, why the fuck are you judging her so harshly? Why are you peeing on her leg and telling her it's raining?
Everyone preaches, I want good friendships and I want to be God and I want people to be God to me, but be good to everybody. Like, practice what you preach. Oh my God. That was like as good as like when I said the thing about mosquitoes. Did you guys hear the mosquitoes thing I said? It was so funny. My Athens girl, she laughed so hard.
So Lisa's like, well, why is it okay for you to express your feelings but not Meredith? And Heather's like,
I'm not just like being a yes man anymore. Part of that trust is saying, listen, there's a huge problem.
When have you ever been a yes man? You've been doing this the whole time. You just call yourself a yes man, but then you go against everybody and say that you're such a good friend to them as you're ripping them to shreds on national TV. And bye.
So Lisa's like, listen, I know how you feel, Heather.
Wait a second. Can Meredith speak for herself?
Yes, yes, yes. You speak for her. Yes, you speak for her, Lisa. No, I don't. But like, you guys have like, you guys had like a miss over there. Like, you guys missed something over there. Okay, you guys had a mess.
Whitney's saying, can Meredith speak for herself? You were literally just in her cabin asking her to go against Lisa for you and Heather. So, quiet over there. And by the way, while this is going on, Whitney is really working on her eyes. She keeps like pushing her eyes and like putting a napkin in her eyes, trying to muster up some tears. And I was like, what is she doing over there? Which we see soon. So then Heather has a monologue because it's Heather. So she's like, I ride hard or die for Meredith from day one. And when she brought up that TikTok, I completely defended you. And then the next morning at breakfast, you came in guns a-blazing. And I said, listen, you're freaking out over a TikTok and there's much bigger bombs placed in your lap that you've chosen to ignore and look the other way. Okay, so now you're mad because she's mad over the TikTok when she hasn't been mad over other things. Why wouldn't she be mad about a rumor that her husband's fucking around that someone's bringing onto national TV? What bigger bombs are you talking about? And she's like, and then you chose to pick this TikTok as the reason to annihilate your friendship with me. No, you chose this TikTok as the reason to annihilate your friendship with her. It's just frustrating.
So Heather has this giant monologue.
Something else.
Heather has this giant monologue. But like, and you're using it to
I feel like you're using it as a reason to annihilate your friendship with me, with Whitney, and with Brittany, and you are selective about what you have outrage for.
So she has this whole big thing where she's like, sticking the landing. And Meredith just looks at her and just goes, I don't agree with you.
I don't agree with you.
So she's like, okay, and if you want to hold a grudge against me over it, then that's fine. That's up to you.
She's like, but like, how are you flipping this on me? This isn't on me.
Heather, this was something that happened between her and Brittany. Brittany let it go. Everybody has let it go except you and Whitney, who will not stop You will not stop. Let it go. Everybody's let it go but you. She's like, oh my God, how is this flipping on me? I'm not holding a grudge. I'm not lying about you. You said you misspoke and I misspoke and we met in the middle. Well, I would never do that to you. When you hurt my feelings the way that you did, I would never just be like, you misspoke, I misspoke. I thought we'd moved on, but apparently you're so petty that you haven't. You haven't.
I thought this was actually exactly how she and Whitney dealt with their fight in season 3, but that's okay. So Lisa
actually
like,
called you to go hang out and talk about this. So no, she's not just saying I misspoke, you misspoke, let's move on. She actually saw that you hadn't moved on and tried to make an effort, further effort with you, and you refused so that you could have this little breakdown in front of everybody at the table.
Honestly, people need to get Crappens on Demand, because to watch you ranting and raving right now while Bueller's legs behind are stretching and doing some sort of like synchronized swimming over your shoulder is like the funniest thing of all time. You're like, add another thing about Heather Gay. She's saying this. And then meanwhile, you just see these two little paws behind your shoulder, like doing like V's and Y's and X's.
He knows you're talking about him. But yes, we are talking about you. Gorgeous man. You gorgeous creature.
All right, let's land the plane. So Lisa says, Heather, I feel like you do things that are hurtful to me, and I don't know why you do them, because I'm not doing anything to you. Ah, cry. I'm invested in our friendship. And when you said things like that, that you said at Walters, you know, mean things. Remember when you said mean things? And basically it was Heather saying like, don't be bitchy. Don't be bitchy. Well, you don't be bitchy. Don't be bitchy. Well, you don't be bitchy either. Ah. And I just would never do that to you. I would never do that. It actually hurt my feelings. Oh.
So then Whitney, now we see why Whitney's been working up her big fake tears, because she acts like she's crying now. And she's like,
well, the bigger thing that we're dancing around is we're protecting something that happened. And I just feel like I see it so clearly. I'm watching my friends fight, and we're all fighting because of the way that you treated Brittany on the plane. And I don't know why you can't just say I fucked up, because I just feel right now. It's like, Whitney, I already did all that. Brittany and I spoke and we worked it out.
Look at the table right now. Look at it. It's a rectangle. Isn't that amazing? A rectangle table.
Okay, do you want us to literally look at the table?
And the people too. Look at it.
Well, Brittany, did we work it out? Brittany, would you like to say something?
So Brittany's kind of like, well.
Brittany's like, I'm not saying shit. She's just sitting there like,
She's like, I signed a document that said we are good. Okay.
So Whitney's like,
well, what clearly has happened, Meredith, is you messed up, but we're all paying the fucking price.
What price are you paying?
And she's like,
bring it up every scene. Stop. And she's like,
I recognize your behavior.
So now she's going to cry and like insinuate that it's a dad thing again because of alcohol. I mean, she's too much, this Whitney. I can't. And what are you having to pay the fucking price for? You're the ones who keep bringing it up every day, every scene. So Meredith's like, well, she's been the monster in this group from day one. She is the cause of every problem. She projects everything she does onto everybody else over and over again. And we let it go and give her a free pass because she's always on a healing journey.
I don't think you have a problem, but I think you're the problem right now.
And Meredith goes, well, everyone at this table has done things probably much worse. And on that note, I am going to stand up and move this easy breezy blazer to a different location.
They're like, wait a minute, Mary, Meredith, are you leaving?
Wait, hold on.
And Heather's like, well, I'm obviously in trouble for saying how I really felt. And she's not going to say anything because she wants to support her. And then Whitney makes a scissoring gesture like,
Yeah, because they're like scissoring.
And then Brittany like giggles at it. She's like, oh my God, that was so funny. So,
but now they're going to reframe everything that just happened. And I'm going to end up apologizing again for ever having an opinion. I feel worse now than I did when I came to dinner because I've been victimized by Mormonism and Meredith.
Ridiculous. So she's like, yeah, you know, this reminds me of where I'm at in rank of like importance. Oh God, poor insecure Heather Gay. Here's where you're at. You're at a very high level of annoying. Get something else to talk about. None of this even involved you.
Yeah. So that's where it ends, the first episode of The Greek Trip. And I'm sure this fight will be revisited about 10 more times before
this
is over.
Oh my God, Meredith on a plane. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. This has been a good time. We will be back. Are we doing? Oh, yeah. We'll definitely be back next week. God, look at me already making it Christmas break. I'm like, well, see you later. I mean, see you in the new year, everybody. Goodbye.
I wouldn't mind, guys. We're off for the rest of the month. Oh, I would love it.
But no, that is not the case. We will be back next week, and we'll be back the rest of the week with more recaps. We sure love you guys. Thanks for being here.
Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K sirrah sirrah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
You'll always get the full story with Tori Parsons.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.